Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this Thursday afternoon. Of course, it is Ralco Radio Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief with the Canadian Red Cross as we continue to bring you up to date on our totals this afternoon as we just got a $25,000 donation.
What?
From Trail Appliances.
Unbelievable.
So we are hearing a couple of businesses stepping up with some big donations. So Trail Appliances, $25,000 donation.
This is unbelievable. I'm blown away.
Of course, we'll announce the grand total at the end of this hour here on the Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring. But our Mio Holloway, Chuck, has been driving back and forth to Prince Albert, where the evacuees have been for, well, Mia can answer it. What is it, like 2 weeks now? Mia, you've been back and forth to PA a couple of times to talk to those impacted by these wildfires. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you were up there today in PA, days in. That's where you met a few people. Was it 10 days ago or so? What? Because some people are heading back today. So bring us to the scene today and who you talked to and what they've been telling you about the ability now to go back.
Yeah, the scene was a lot different today than it was maybe a week ago when I went there. Lots of people have their carts full with all of their clothes, you know, their kitchen. Some people have kitchen equipment, their baby supplies rolling out of the front doors, loading them into buses. There was a lineup. Lots of people getting ready to go home. In the front lobby today, you could just see piles of bags and suitcases. And these are all things that people took with them that were most important to them during their stay here. So it was quite full in the lobby today.
Mia, this isn't just a couple hundred people. We're talking thousands of people have been displaced by these wildfires in northern Saskatchewan. And I mean, Prince Albert is definitely going to be one of the communities that had to house and take care of these people over the last couple of weeks. Saskatoon, people made their way down to Regina, even they were hearing. So what was the traffic like today on those roads? Was it like craziness with people trying to get back to their communities?
You know, the parking lots were quite full, kind of getting out of the area. I was coming up the other way, so I didn't experience it. But I did, when I talked to evacuees last week who were coming down from LaRange, they said it took them 7 hours to get to Prince Albert. And they said they were just inching through traffic, through the smoke. So many people said they could see the fires. It took them so long because traffic was so congested from that area to come down. That was what a ton of people were telling me.
What's the attitude? Like, some people might be, you know, excited, but some people might already know they've lost
maybe
properties.
Yeah.
You know, nervous. Take us to kind of the mood of today.
That's a great question. Yes, there was a lot of uncertainty and anxiety, you know, around going back. Some people that I've talked to said, you know, they don't really know what the situation looks like until they go back and actually see it, right? All that they're hearing is from where they've been in Prince Albert. So it'll be, you know, more of a reality situation once they get there. So it was a feeling, example, a week ago, anxiety and uncertainty, and that same feeling going back today, perhaps a little bit of a sigh of relief. A lot of people are saying, you know, they're so thankful. They know that in their communities, people have, you know, fought the fires and protected their homes. But there's a lot of unknowns right now. And a lot of people didn't have an answer as to, you know, what they are actually going back to.
We have heard conversations today and leading up to today where people were aware of having lost a home or lost, you know, a place of work. Did you run into anybody today that had a pretty good idea? That there was one story I heard last week, Mia, where the individuals had watched their home burn down through their Ring camera, right? An app on their phone, right? So did you talk to anybody that has a pretty good sense of what it is that they're going back to today?
I haven't talked to anybody today who's going back to nothing, thankfully. But I have talked to many people with stories similar to that who have lost, you know, we're talking about family cabins or family places that have been in the family for generations and years and years. People say, you know, that they're devastated. This one woman I was talking to, she said that her family cabin burned down, and she said in her lifetime she doesn't know if she'll ever see it come back, but she's hoping that her grandkids will see it come back. So there are a lot of stories about that, and just the devastation that it's caused. You know, it's not just a cabin to a lot of people, or these are people's homes and livelihoods too.
Mia Holowaychuk, our reporter in PA earlier today, has been up to PA two or three times and talking to evacuees and covering some of these stories on the evacuations of the wildfires with us on our Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief as Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. But Mia, with the anxiety, we heard from one of the volunteer firefighters earlier in our show who was on with Evan. How grateful is this community for those who have been fighting to try to protect these communities?
We have a lot of people saying that they are so grateful that the community has come together and to help these thousands of evacuees who are facing this right now. For everything from, you know, the firefighters that have stepped up to help. I've had people today tell me they're so thankful for the donations of clothes and food and baby supplies to the community in Prince Albert. There is, there's definitely that sense of gratefulness. And, it's nice to see the community help out.
I'm just curious, I don't know how aware they were of the Saskatchewan Day of Caring or if that came up much at all, Mia, on, I imagine if they're listening, they're hearing the total, they'd probably be blown away by how much this province is thinking of them.
Yes, I have talked to people, and I did mention that was today, and a lot of people were very grateful that, you know, so many people do care and that they are coming forward from all over and helping out in any way they can. So that was also great to hear.
Just based on what I know from past, you know, dealing with past situations like this, Fort McMurray, when I was in Edmonton, I do know that the infrastructure sort of needs to be in place before they let people go back. So I'm guessing that most people going back to their communities today are aware that they're going to have the support when they go back to their homes and businesses and communities, Mia.
Yes, absolutely. And we heard from the province yesterday, actually, about this, and that they are working to make sure that is all set in place and have those extra support, that extra support for the people who are going up there. So they will be going back to support, is what the province said, and that they are actually continuing to work and do that as well. They also announced yesterday that an extra $500 would be given to evacuees from those northern communities to help out as well.
Well, Mia, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Great job, as always. It's a difficult story and stories to hear from those evacuees who might be heading back to damaged or totaled off homes. Thank you for your time this afternoon. Great job.
Thank you for having me.
That is Mia Holowaychuk from our newsroom. It's CKOM in Saskatoon, CJME in Regina, who is in PA talking to some of those evacuees who are returning home to LaRange area. About 7,000 evacuees, we're told they can start heading home today. Jamie and I, Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Of course, it is Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief with the Canadian Red Cross. You can find the link right at the top of our website. That takes you to the Donate Now button. More big donations coming in, and we'll bring you up to date on who some of those people and companies are. And, of course, at the top of the hour, we'll give you our final total for today's Day of Caring here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Game 4 is about to begin in Florida. Locker does not want to talk about the topic I am about to discuss with you, so we'll just leave him over there in the corner. And
I don't like this. This has to do with the rumor that you think somebody might be showing up at the game in Florida tonight at Sunrise.
It is a member of the Dan Le Batard show who they of course they film out of Miami, South Florida, who has tweeted out or on X that Travis Kelce and his girlfriend might be at the hockey game tonight.
So this is why I have a problem with Skinner. Okay?
Did you know about the Jeff Skinner Taylor Swift curse? In 2013, Jeff Skinner gifted Taylor Swift his jersey.
She ruined his career.
Ahead of one of her concerts in Raleigh, North Carolina, when he was a member of the Hurricanes. And there are those that believe that maybe him gifting Taylor Swift his jersey, just, I can't believe I'm saying this, has somehow led to him missing the playoffs every single year of his NHL career.
Do the math!
And Jeff Skinner might play and is expected to play in his first ever Stanley Cup final game tonight, and Taylor Swift might be there. Hat trick tonight for Jeff Skinner.
Well, you're thinking it's the... Okay, hold on.
It's going to end the... It's, this is the full circle moment that if there was a curse, it completely shatters with her presence. I think this is a good luck charm for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. By the way, Travis, if you're wondering, why are they in Florida? Travis Kelce, like he trains in Florida. He is.
That's interesting. That's an interesting way of approaching this, Jamie so, and I.
Mm. There you have it.
I don't think it's true. I don't see them showing up to a hockey game tonight. I don't see it. I'm like, this guy's just looking for clicks.
Has she been? Is she? Well,
her and Travis have gone to support. They went to the U.S. Open.
But hold on, Travis and his brother.
Yeah.
Are infatuated with hockey and played hockey when they grew up in Buffalo.
They've had Matthew Tkachuk on. They love the Tkachuk boys on the podcast.
Jason and Travis love hockey.
Well, they used to play it in Ohio.
Yes.
Could you imagine those guys? If they would have stuck, they would have been the biggest monsters if they stuck to hockey.
I guess Travis was actually okay too. Like he was pretty decent.
But athletes,
as Jason has said, Travis was the natural athlete their whole childhood.
Yeah.
And then Travis like, oh, no, bro, you were good, too. And Jason's like, no, I was a center. I was big and tough and could snap the ball. You could do every lacrosse.
All sports.
Like baseball, all that stuff. So
Did Travis play in Buffalo?
No.
In hockey in Buffalo, though.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
Not the Sabres. I know that much.
No, but I mean, as a kid.
If the Oilers win tonight, and Tay-Tay's actually there.
You're taking credit for this?
No,
I'm not. On her behalf?
Are you going to...
Am I going to what?
Are you going to be like, okay, Taylor Swift's now a good luck charm for the Edmonton Oilers? Because you're big on superstitions. You don't like wearing a jersey for the game because you think it mattered on Monday when you wore that atrocious white Edmonton Oilers circa 2006 jersey and they lose. And you're like, well, never doing that again.
Well, I have more information on that jersey than you're aware of. So that, anyway, I would be willing to accept the fact that there could be a possibility of a reverse curse tonight if she shows up on Jeff Skinner. I can sit in that pool and swim around for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, but
what jersey are you going to wear to our watch party on Saturday night? The blue one?
I'm not there yet. I need to think about this.
We're going to vote on that tomorrow on the Green Zone.
I don't want to be pressured into wearing something I don't want to wear.
We're a half an hour away from giving the final total for our day of caring for wildfire relief here with Ralco Radio Saskatchewan. You have amazed us once again, but there is still time to donate. And I'm being told we might have another donation to announce in a couple of minutes here on the Green Zone. So we'll do that. Big one coming in. Big one. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. Will Tay-Tay be in the building? The Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers.
You're putting it in your headlines
now? Game number
four.
Jeff Skinner draws in the lineup. Stuart Skinner gets the start. Stetcher's in for Klingberg. The Imperial Saskatchewan product, Chris Knobloch, working his magic to get an Oil victory tonight to even the series at 2 games apiece. The Hart Trophy and the Vezina Trophy is going to the same address. Connor Hellebuck won both of those at the NHL Awards. And for the Rough Riders, A.J. Ouellette is good to go. Roland Milligan, good to go. No Thomas Bertrand Hudon for Saturday's game against the Tiger Cats, so maybe Kadeem Carey will make his Riders debut. The depth chart comes out tomorrow. More time to donate with the Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. CJME.com, CKOM.com. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker here on Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring. And we have a few donations coming in we'd like to tell you about. First off, Orano employees have donated $4,000 to wildfire relief.
The company
has topped that up by another $10,000 for Saskatchewan's Day of Caring. So with their employees and the $10,000, $14,000.
Amazing.
On that one. Also, a donation coming in from the owner of Ralco Radio. Our radio stations, of course, Gordon Rawlinson, the owner of Ralco Radio. He is donating $50,000 to the Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring. So a huge thank you to Gordon Rawlinson for that $50,000 donation.
Unbelievably charitable individual.
Yes, Gordon is that. Yes. And everybody in the LaRange area and all those around Saskatchewan, that's who we are thinking about, is you, those impacted by the wildfires over the start, again, of this wildfire season. It has been devastating for some communities. So anything you can give will help. The Red Cross help those in Saskatchewan. The money stays in Saskatchewan. Donate now. CJME.com, CKOM.com. Very top of the page, you can find the link, and that's where you go to the Donate Now button with the Red Cross.
And we have had some massive donations, like Jamie was just talking about, but we have also had thousands and thousands of smaller donations. Every little bit helps. So the number has been growing and growing and growing, and we'll have the final numbers for you before 6 o'clock tonight.
Yes, we'll announce that just at the end of our show this afternoon. Of course, we've been 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. with the Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring. And one of those people who has grown to love that community in the LaRange area specifically, and the north, is Kevin Kaminsky, head coach, general manager of the LaRange Ice Wolves, as we chatted with him about how he's thinking of the community and all those fans that cheer on his team and what the team is thinking of doing in the community's time of need.
I can't, imagine, what the people are going through and just trying to save, not only your own house, but save the little city and all the structures and everything else. And you know what? For me, like I said, I'll go fight a 6'7", 6'9" guy, but to be a policeman or a firefighter, I'm a chicken when it comes to that stuff, man. I can't fathom that. Like, that's, I give all the servicemen, the policemen, the firefighters, and the people that stayed back so much credit, and gosh, just the resilience that these people have to save the city is absolutely phenomenal.
You've gotten to know LaRange, that area, the people that support the hockey team. Open the curtain a little bit to the rest of the province of what you've lived and the people you've met, and how tight knit LaRange in that area are.
Well, our board, for the Ice Wolves, I mean, they basically worked their asses off to keep the team there. You know, all kinds of fundraising. I mean, our president, Grant Merriman, you know, he bought the bus. He drives the bus. You know, does so much other stuff. And you know, like, I know he's got a big, I guess, excavating company. You know, they go in and make roads for the new mines that are coming in the winter time and all this stuff. And I know just from what I've heard, I haven't talked to Grant yet, but I know where they live in the industrial area. I know him and his son, they plowed with their bulldozers all the trees away from that area, which, and probably saved a lot of houses and a lot of businesses in that area. So, you know what, just, yeah, I mean, I don't know, just the work ethic that they have, you know, and he's not the only one. I mean, there's so many people like that up in the Ronge that, you know, it's hard to explain just on radio, but these guys, man, this is their life. That's their hometown. This is what they've lived for. And to save every possible building, you know, including the firefighters. And Robertson's is an icon place. I used to love going into that store, even just to look around. You know, it was an old trading post that's been over around there 60 years. You know, Rona burnt down. I mean, but yeah, I mean, minimal structures, but I mean, you hate to see any structure, you know, go down, you know, especially icon place with lots of history that they lost in those fires.
So as a leader of a team, as a leader of young men, how important is it for you, Kevin, for your team, for the kids that come in and or, you know, live there and end up on the team? How important is it for you to push the community side of what it is that you guys do? Because it sounds like you're very entwined from all levels in the community.
Well, definitely. And you know what? And I know for the boys, I mean, you know, we do a lot of stuff. We do everything that's asked that comes across our desk. Schools, you know, I started the NHLPA skate up there for, you know, I guess underprivileged kids. And where we're moving to the JR, Kevin Roberts, who's amazing with all he does for those kids. You know, he donates the ice time, and I go out with a couple players, and we just teach the fundamentals of, you know, skating, stick handling. And, you know, probably half of them are pushing chairs at the start, but by end of February, everyone is off the chairs and everyone is skating. And a lot of those kids from, since we started the NHLPA there, have gone on to play minor hockey. Like I said, it's a privilege to play the game and to wear that jersey, but that you have to give back.
Kevin Kaminsky, the general manager, head coach, LaRonge Ice Wolves, Saskatchewan Day of Caring for the Saskatchewan communities affected by the wildfire and all the people that have been affected and evacuated all around Saskatoon, Regina now, and raising money for them. I know it's early going here, and I know you're months away from getting the ice, but I can only imagine the SJ and the LaRonge Ice Wolves will be thinking of something as a huge thank you for the community come the fall.
Well, for sure. I mean, I think I was up at 3:30 this morning trying to figure out what we can do as the Ice Wolf family to bring this community together more than ever right now. And but yeah, I got I need to feed the mice some cheese so the mine keeps rolling here, and we'll end up doing something big anyway.
And Kevin, what about the hockey team? I know you just went through the draft. You take a little bit of a bump in the standings, nearly made the playoffs last year. Well, what can Ice Wolves fans expect when this community's back at the rink during hockey season?
Yeah, and you know what? And actually, I've had a couple players reach out to me to see if they could go in and help too. So that's
wow.
You know what? Like, you know, like that's pretty cool. And I don't know, just, you know, knowing that these kids care about where they're going to eventually play is something special, too. LaRange isn't the hot spot for someone to go to. But I'll tell you what, the kids that have come up to LaRange in a trade or from the States or wherever, BC and Alberta and that stuff, I mean, they're missing out. And everyone that comes up, man, they love it.
Well, killer, I've aged out, but man, after this talk, I want to strap them on and head up.
There you go. Come on down. Come on down.
You sound like a great leader, killer.
I wish I could still play.
Kevin, thanks so much for your time, and of course, thanks for helping us try to do our best to make a push to donate whatever you can, money-wise, Saskatchewan Day of Caring here with the Ralco Radio and CJME and CKOM, and I know the community can't wait to get back out there, and especially this fall, head to the rink and see some Ice Wolves hockey again.
Yeah, I think it'll be, you know, that first game, I think it'll be pretty special. You know, when we're playing Flint Flon, I think you know, home and away, so it'll be, you know, they're going through the same thing, Flint Flon, so it'll be a special day for them and a special day for us, and an opportunity to, you know, get the community back to, you know, to the JR, the new JR that we're moving to, and, you know, get the fans excited about a very good product we're going to put on the ice. And like I said, just, you know, again, it's going to take time to get their minds off whatever's going on for, you know, 3 hours and enjoy a great hockey game.
That is Kevin Kaminsky, great leader, general manager, head coach of the LaRange Ice Wolves. As he told us, it's cool. These are teenagers, and they're like, hey, can we go to LaRange?
What can I do to help?
Or what can we do as members of that community?
And you can hear how important just that conversation with these kids was to him.
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Coming up, the final total for the Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. Of course, owner of Ralco Radio just donated $50,000. We'll get that final total to you right away on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. Ralco Radio teaming up with the Canadian Red Cross to raise money for those impacted by the wildfires in Saskatchewan. Of course, we've heard our owner, Gordon Rawlinson, in with a $50,000 donation. When the final total is ready to be announced, you will hear it first right here. They are just adding up the numbers. Some businesses coming in with donations. Of course, the matching donations that we've heard from. So they're doing their best to get the final total as we get up till 6 o'clock. But we usually do champs and chumps at this time. It's not that hard to pick
the champs. It's an easy champ today. Yeah.
Is you in Saskatchewan who tie? I know that this is, Locker, you can speak to it. This is your first Saskatchewan Day of Caring. I've been through many of these, from the tsunamis that hit Indonesia, Ukraine. We did one for the wildfires in Fort McMurray as well, the flooding that was in Saskatchewan, this one.
Well, it's been almost 25 years of these, right? Because it started back in the early 2000s with Ralco Radio.
But this is your first.
Well,
taking a back room.
So I started listening this morning, right, out of curiosity to see how everything was going to, you know, play out and get a sense of the stories. And so I jumped on this morning out for a walk with the dog, and I think one of the first totals I heard was, oh, we reached 20,000. I was like, wow, that's pretty quick. And then Evan was like, hey, we're at 80. And then it just kept steamrolling through the day. And I mean, you can speak to this, Jamie, every time we've had, you know, another massive donation or another, you know, announcement as to the numbers that we're at, I've just been shocked. I haven't seen anything like this in my radio career, to be brutally honest with you. So it's amazing to see. And you know what? When you when you're coming to a new province, people are like, oh, well, you're going to Saskatchewan. People are really nice. You go, okay. And then you get here and you go, no, this stereotype is right.
Yes. And the number has just been sent to me. And as we've just been saying, whenever we do these, we are just
blown away.
Absolutely blown away from you in Saskatchewan, whether it's the $5 or $10 or whatever it is, to the companies donating thousands of dollars.
It all goes to the same thing.
So here we are. Of course, the day started with Nutrien pledging to match donations up to a total of $100,000. But now the potash giant, which is Saskatchewan's largest private sector employee, is telling us that they've been so impressed with your generosity in Saskatchewan, they are going to up that match to $300,000.
Unbelievable.
From Nutrien. So the total amount raised on this Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring over the last 12 hours for wildfire relief is $643,156.
That's incredible.
Thank you, Saskatchewan. Thank you, Nutrien, the companies, the people out there. Once again,
our owner,
blown away from your giving today. Again, that final total, $643,156.
Wow.
Thank you. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.